It's very beautiful over there. I don't know where there is, but I believe it's somewhere, and I hope it's beautiful. Some last words on last words from the author. Like Pudge Halter, I'm fascinated by last words. For me, it began when I was 12 years old. Reading a history textbook, I came across the dying words of President John Adams. Thomas Jefferson still survives. Incidentally, he didn't. Jefferson had died earlier that same day, July 4, 1826. Jefferson's last words were, "This is the fourth?" I can't say for sure why I remain interested in last words or why I've never stopped looking for them. It is true that I really loved John Adams's last words when I was 12, but I also really loved this girl named Whitney. Most loves don't last. Whitney sure didn't. I can't even remember her last name, but some do. Another thing that I can't say for sure is that all of the last words quoted in this book are definitive. Almost by definition, last words are difficult to verify. Witnesses are emotional, time gets conflated, and the speaker isn't around to clear up any controversy. I've tried to be accurate, but it is not surprising that there is debate over the two central quotes in Looking for Alaska. Simón Bolívar, "How will I ever get out of this labyrinth?" In reality, "How will I ever get out of this labyrinth?" were probably not Simón Bolívar's last words, although he did historically say them. His last words may have been, "José, bring the luggage, they do not want us here." The significant source for "How will I ever get out of this labyrinth?" is also Alaska's source, Gabriel García Márquez's "The General in His Labyrinth." François Rabelais, "I go to seek a great perhaps." François Rabelais is credited with four alternate sets of last words. The Oxford Book of Death cites his last words as A, "I go to seek a great perhaps," B, "After receiving extreme unction, I am greasing my boots for the last journey," C, "Ring down the curtain, the farce is played out," D, "Wrapping himself in his domino or hooded cloak," "Beati qui in domino moriantur." The last one, incidentally, is a pun. It means both, "Blessed are they who die in the Lord," and "Blessed are they who die wearing a cloak." But because the pun is in Latin, it is now rarely quoted. Anyway, I dismiss D because it's hard to imagine a dying François Rabelais having the energy to make a physically demanding pun in Latin. C is the most common citation because it's funny, and everyone's a sucker for funny last words. I still maintain that Rabelais' last words were, "I go to seek a great perhaps," partly because Laura Ward's nearly authoritative book, Famous Last Words, agrees with me, and partly because I believe in them. I was born into Bolivar's labyrinth, and so I must believe in the hope of Rabelais' great perhaps. For more information and source notes on other quotes in the book, please visit my website, www.sparksflyup.com. Acknowledgements. First, that this book would have been utterly impossible if not for the extraordinary kindness of my friend, editor, quasi-agent, and mentor, Eileen Cooper. Eileen is like a fairy godmother, only real and also better dressed. Second, that I am amazingly fortunate to have Julie Strauss Gable as my editor at Dutton, and even luckier to have become her friend. Julie is every writer's dream editor, caring, passionate, and inarguably brilliant. This right here, her acknowledgement, is the one thing in the whole book she couldn't edit, and I think we can agree it suffered as a result. Third, that Donna Brooks believed in this story from the beginning and did much to shape it. I am also indebted to Margaret Woollett of Dutton, whose name contains too many consonants, but who is a really top-notch person. And thanks as well to the talented Sarah Shumway, whose careful reading and astute comments were a blessing to me. Fourth, that I am very grateful to my agent, Rosemary Sandberg, who is a tireless advocate for her authors. Also, she's British. She says cheers when she means to say later. How great is that? Fifth, that the comments of my two best friends in the entire world, Dean Simakis and Will Hickman, were essential to the writing and revision of this story, and that I, love them. Sixth, that I am indebted to, among many others, Shannon James, roommate, Katie Else, I promised, Hassan Al-Rawas, friend, Braxton Goodrich, cousin, Mike Goodrich, lawyer and also cousin, Daniel Biss, professional mathematician, Giordana Sanieri, friend, Jenny Lawton, long story, David Rojas and Molly Hammond, friends, Bill Ott, role model, Amy Krauss Rosenthal, got me on the radio, Stephanie Zverin, gave me my first real job, P.F. Kluge, teacher, Diane Martin, teacher, Perry Lentz, teacher, Don Rogan, teacher, Paul McAdam, teacher, I'm a big fan of teachers, Ben Segedin, boss and friend, and the lovely Sarah Urist. Seventh, that I attended high school with a wonderful bunch of people. I would like to particularly thank the indomitable Todd Carty, and also Olga Charney, Sean Titone, Emmett Cloud, Daniel Alacon, Jennifer Jenkins, Chip Duncan, and MLS.
We hope that you have enjoyed our presentation of Looking for Alaska by John Green. Copyright 2006 by John Green. Read by Jeff Woodman. Directed by Laura Grafton. Engineered by Corey Young. Performance copyright 2006 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance Audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225, or visit our website at www.brillianceaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, Post Office Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.